guys, good morning to you. Hope you are doing great today. Yeah, it's a quick one. I quickly want to share what I tag my prayer struggle, because at a point in my life I was battling with praying. It was not like I was not praying at all, but it was not really the way I wanted it to be. So I decided to share this for someone that might be going through a condition that I wear. Okay, I have 4 points here, and the first one is praying always. So for instance, you have a prayer time, let's just say it's 10 p.m. You necessarily don't have to wait for 10 p.m. before you pray. You can pray when you're in the kitchen, you can pray while walking on the road, you can pray while you are doing something. You know, you can always pray. Scripture talks about praying without ceasing. Prayer is communication between God and man, so you can always pray. Another point I have is resting before your prayer time. So let's say you pray by 12 midnight every day. Let's say 12 to 2 a.m. every day, and you have a busy day. You left the house in the morning, 6, 7, 8, and you came back at 9. Instead of you to like engage in other activities, press your phone till like 12 midnight, you can decide to rest, because definitely you'll be tired if you decide to, you know, go through all day without resting. Even at night before your prayer time, you'll be tired and you might not really be able to pray effectively. So you can, you know, rest, let's say by 8 p.m. you sleep and you wake up around 11 or 12, or you just wake up few minutes to your prayer time, so you've had like 2 hours rest or 3 hours rest or 4 hours rest. So rest before your prayer time. Another point I have here is having a prayer partner or someone that stirs you up to pray. Have those kind of people in your inner circle. We call them accountability partners. They call you to pray, they remind you to pray, you know, you even have prayer dates, you know, you have time where you even pray together with these persons, or they just remind you to pray at your alone time. They remind you that you need to sleep, you need to rest. You know, they are just on your neck. They are your accountability partners. The last point I have here is run to the place of prayer when you fall short. Most of the times when we sin against God or do something wrong, we want to shy away from prayer, or your prayer time is by 12 midnight because you did something wrong today, you will not pray. That is just the enemy, you know, it's just the work of the devil. You need to have this consciousness that Jesus is always willing to forgive you your sin whenever you call upon him. So run to God. In fact, that is the time you need to run to God. That is not the time when you need to shy away from prayer, because you're already in the lion's den now. So you just have to pray, you have to run to God. He's always willing to forgive you. So I'm doing a recap of all the points: praying always, rest before your prayer time, have a prayer partner or someone that stirs you up to pray, run to the place of prayer when you fall short. I hope that this is helpful to someone that needs to develop a prayer life. You know, it's not always easy or rosy, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are going to get there. And it starts, you know, from little steps. Today you pray 30 minutes, tomorrow it will be 1 hour, next tomorrow it's more. It's a call to more every day. And I pray that God is going to help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. Let me know if this was helpful to you in the comment section. You can, you know, message me on WhatsApp. Thank you. Love you so much and have a great day. Bye.